Fine crouton.
It's word salad with Amelia Discreet, only on 95BFM.
Morena, Amelia Discreet. Wow, your laptop screen's really having a moment there.
I prefer not to mention it.
It's very, strobe. Strobe lights.
She's having difficulty.
Happy New Year!
Happy New Year, happy birthday!
Thank you. And thank you to the texters. Some very nice texts just came in. You're all lovely. What a nice morning.
Wow. I'm so enthusiastic and genuine, Rachel.
It was. I just get a bit awkward, but I do actually mean it. Like, thank you. It's really lovely messages, and I do genuinely love my birthday. So thanks, everyone. I appreciate it. What are we talking about today, Amelia? What's happening?
Well,
save me.
When I was putting this together, I hadn't really put together that it would be on your birthday. So,
go on.
We are talking about dying today.
Oh, Jesus.
But I think in a lot of ways, birth and death, you know, it's two sides of the same coin, isn't it?
Yeah, I got kind of a hectic birthday text from someone along that lines.
There was a bizarre text.
I think it's meant in a, like, you know, everything is one type of way, but someone said someone is born as well as someone dies every hour of every day. That's not to detract from today being your birthday. Happy birthday, Rachel. I was like, oh, thank you.
Thanks.
I'll take it. I'll take it. So, and it's really just laid the groundwork for talking about death on Word Salad.
Okay. Well, I am trying to detract from your birthday.
Good. Please do. What is going on?
I just kind of wanted to talk about death euphemisms.
Yeah, death euphemisms are a weird one. People either use them heaps or sort of refuse to. I'm kind of in the latter camp. I think I'm more of a just straightforward about it.
Yeah, well, so when I was trying to find some, like, broad answers to, like, why does English have so many ways to say that someone has, you know, popped their clogs, shuffled off this mortal coil, pegged it, they've bought the farm, they've croaked.
Bought the farm's one I've not heard
bought
before.
Bought the farm.
Bought the farm's a good one.
I'm into it.
We can shuffle in the origins as they pop up. But bought the farm is like a military one.
Oh.
And there are disputes. All of these have one that sounds pretty straightforward and is right, and then one that people go, actually it's this thing that it definitely isn't. So bought the farm is usually like, you know, when people retired from the service, the thing that they said that they were going to go do, I'm going to go buy a farm and settle down and blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
So when they're gone, they've
bought the farm.
Oh, what happened to him? Oh, he bought the farm. It's like when, you know, oh, what happened to your dog? Oh, it went to go live on a farm.
Yeah.
other people are like, no, actually, it's from the Air Force. And if you flew your plane and it hit someone's farm, then the government had to pay damages to the person whose farm it was. And so you had essentially bought the farm.
Now, the first one's much better.
Yeah, I think the first one.
Yeah, all right.
But I do see how a pedant would be like, actually.
People, yeah.
It's this.
Oh, words.
It's good to be back. It is good to be back. Why do we have so many of them?
I don't think there's any definitive answer. It's definitely hard to Google because as you were saying, you know, I prefer to be straightforward with it. That seems to be the prevailing attitude. And there are like 1,000 funeral homes who have a web page that is why we prefer to talk directly about death.
So you get a sort of a strange algorithm start to pop up.
I mean, from my perspective, I think it's really interesting because usually when we have euphemisms for things, it's because we don't want to talk about something rude or we want to be rude about something, you know?
We're trying to lean into it.
Whereas with death, there's a euphemism for every occasion. You can have passed on or you can have kicked the bucket.
Really, you know? A little bit of everything.
Yeah. You can be pushing up daisies. You can be sleeping with the fishes, but you can also be with God.
Someone said sucked
like
the kumara.
The
we just had sucked the kumara come in. I've never heard that one before.
Is that
a regular phrase?
When I was a kid, we used to say that just to mean that someone was like a loser. Like, oh, you suck the kumara.
Literally never heard this one. This one didn't make it down to Christchurch.
Oh, bite the dust.
Bite the dust is a good one.
Some of these seem straightforward. Like to bite the dust, I'm imagining, my guess is shootout scenario, hit the ground, bite the dust?
I don't even think it's as complicated as that.
Oh.
It's because that you get buried in the dirt.
True.
I think in the Bible, there's something about like, it's a similar phrase. It's like tonguing the earth or something.
Okay.
I had a note for this, but there are literally like hundreds of these.
What's some of your greatest takes then? What have you got there? What are the weird ones?
I think kick the bucket is interesting because I think people generally understand this to have an incredibly depressing and morbid origin, mm-hmm. which it probably actually doesn't.
Great.
Because the more you think about that, the more that seems a totally... I don't want to actually talk about that on the radio.
Yeah, no, we're going to pass that one. But
a bucket is not just a container for putting stuff in. It used to be a word for like a frame that you hung slaughtered animals from.
Oh,
no way.
And so you hang them all up and they like clip and clop against the side of the thing.
Oh,
and so it's like a kind of like a pretty like down home farmy kind of.
A lot of these are very on the ranch type of a vibe.
Yeah, well, Popped his clogs is an interesting one. People can't decide what pop means.
Oh, my lips are too dry to make a popping noise.
Yeah, so it's almost certainly because
I've never been able to do that one.
Do you guys want to hear about it or just keep making stupid noises?
Yeah, sorry, carry on.
So workers in like the industrial era in Northern England wore clogs. Some people are like, oh, it's got clogs in it. It's probably Dutch. Those people are dumb. People wear clogs everywhere.
Clogs are universal.
Yeah.
Clipping in a clog.
So you would wear clogs as your work shoes.
Oh, yeah.
And so pop either means that you have sold them.
Pop them.
Yeah.
Popped the clog.
Or that you've just kind of like jumped out of them.
Popped out of your clog.
Yeah, shot them off.
Oh my goodness.
I mean, it's one of the... I think a lot of them just kind of like sound good.
Yeah, they do. I mean, popped your clog sounds great, even if you're not really sure what it means.
And I think part of it is just like... Part of the reason we have all of these words for it is like death is quite like a Hundi's metaphysical concept. And I feel like...
I don't really like thinking about it.
I'm sorry then about this. But I think that we kind of need to have a big vocabulary to talk about it to kind of like understand it in all of the kind of multifaceted ways that it intersects with us. Like, we need to have a way to talk about someone dying if we think that person is a bit of a dick.
Give us one of those.
I think we've been mainly through them. Myrtleized. One's from Looney Tunes.
Oh my god.
And has become weirdly popular.
Myrtleized.
A lot of people online like, I love this one.
So what? Hang on. I'm trying to remember.
Snuffed it.
But going back to myrtleized, I watched a lot of Looney Tunes as a kid, but where does myrtleized come in?
Someone just says, I'm going to myrtleize you.
Oh, is it the little guy with the guns and he's chasing Bugs Bunny?
I believe it's either Yosemite Sam or Bugs Bunny. People seemed unclear about it when I tried to figure it out. And I believe it's more myrtleized.
Myrtleized.
Yeah.
This is crazy.
I feel like I also have to like bring up, just because this was my experience, this has maybe the worst formatted Wikipedia page of anything. Because usually, you know, you're researching these things, I go to Wikipedia first to get an overview. It's terrible.
At 95 PFM Breakfast, we're big fans of Wikipedia.
It's got a table with some, where some of them are hyperlinked and some of them aren't. And then it has a plain text list where they're not even, it's not a column, they're just like separated by commas and it's like 8 lines.
Oh, that's very annoying.
Nah, get out
passed
of here.
On, croaked, if anyone... kicked the bucket, gone to heaven, gone home, expired, breathed his last, succumbed, left us, passed to his eternal reward, lost, missed his maker, wasted, checked out, eternal rest, laid to rest, pushing up daisies, called home, was a goner, came to an end, bit the dust, annihilated, liquidated, terminated, gave up the ghost.
That sounded like a song that you were writing the lyrics to there, actually.
It sounded suspiciously close to some Monty Python, which I would like to avoid.
When anyone out there, I'm sure there are some BFM listeners who do wiki parties, you know, where people get together and they edit.
A wiki party?
Yeah, they edit Wikipedia together.
I've edited my own, well, not my Wikipedia page, but I have edited Wikipedia pages in the past.
Do you have a Wikipedia page?
No, God, no.
I was going to say, that's very impressive. Nice.
I'm actually really famous.
I got the blue underline on my name.
Imagine.
If anyone's going to do a wiki party, maybe get amongst the Deaf Euphemisms page. It needs some love.
But yeah, I'd love to hear the listeners' favourite Deaf Euphemisms. And also, I mean, I don't think we've really announced this, but there are only like two more word salads ever, because I'm moving
off
away from Auckland, off this mortal coil. That one's from Shakespeare. People argue a lot about what coil means.
What Shakespeare is it from?
Oh, I can't remember.
Sorry.
We've buried the lead somewhat by saying yes, Amelia is moving to Australia, which I'm refusing to accept, but it is happening. So we've got about two more word salads. So if there's any wordy things
Hamlet. Oh, classic.
But yeah, so I would love
any wordy things you want to know.
I would love for the last couple of years to be essentially like user listener questions, because people are always writing in and asking stuff, and it's like, oh, I'm gonna have to figure this out on the air. But if you just text in now, then I can actually like talk about it and make it interesting.
So we want to hear your deaf euphemisms and your future word salad subjects. 5395. We're gonna listen to a track from the Northern Picture Library. What is it, Amelia?
Love Song for the Dead Shay 1. Oh, there's that noise.
That's the coil.
That's what makes one better than two.
Nice. Thank you. that sound really does rule.
It's so cool. So, do you know what it is?
The sound?
Yeah.
It's a synthesizer, isn't it?
Is it?
Looking at Amelia.
I mean, it could be a lot of things.
Shout outs to Rowan, who's pulled through with a further explanation on the bought the farm euphemism. It was a US, specifically US war expression, and it came from World War II families who were compensated if someone was killed on active service. So the compensation paid off the mortgage on the farm, and that is how bought the farm became the thing. That makes a lot of sense, I have to say. What else have we got in here? We got some turned up his toes, gone to glory, meet your maker. Those are all quite good ones. Turned up his toes, I like.
Yeah, I've not heard that one before.
What else have we got in here?
I like meet your maker.
Meet your maker is good.
It sounds quite like, sounds like you're about to get like a versus. Boom, boom.
Final boss round. Got dusted, blown away, fallen off the perch. We've also got a question from someone who said, how was the direction of rotation described before clocks were invented?
We're saving these for the next one.
Oh, are we? I thought you were going to just dive into that one right now. That's all right.
The whole point is that I have stuff to talk about next week.
Okay, send your...
So we're going to talk about... No one look that up.
No one look that up. We're saving that one up. But yeah, we do have 2 more weeks of word salad with Amelia Discreet before she goes over to Australia, which is, as this texter has said, lucky bloody Aussies, our loss. So feeling very sad about that. But we've still got some words to get stuck into. Thank you, Amelia Discreet, for this morning. Thank you all for your texts.
Vinaigrette originally referred to small vinegar.
Word salad with Amelia Discreet on 95 BFM.